Welcome back to the last section of Unit 9, the process of writing college papers in the Reading and Writing for College Students class of Christian Leaders Institute. My name is Sky Pike, and we're going to go through this. I hope we're going to go through it quickly, but as you kind of figured out a few lessons ago, what I thought was quick did not turn out to be very quick. So we'll see how it goes. So every academic discipline is going to have a slightly different guideline for how you organize an academic paper. In fact, every class that you take may have a slightly different way that they want you to organize your papers that you write. So you always need to check with your university, your instructor, whoever you're publishing with, whatever it is for the layout that they want. In most, for instance, scientific journals and other journals, there will be a whole section that's 6-7 pages long, sometimes more, sometimes less, of how to format your paper correctly. And that's going to be true of any discipline, any article that you would make for a journal. It's also going to be true of certain books, and it certainly there's going to be specified formats for your papers in college. And you need to check the guides. Now, there are certain types of common formats that are found across the world and in every place. These are going to change depending on where you're at, who's your instructor, who's your publisher, whatever it may be, they're gonna change. But you need, they're called MLA, APA, Turabian. There are other types of format styles that you could be utilized as well that are going to include how the paper or the journal article or the book is laid out, how the references are formatted, and various other things. For this class, well, actually for Christian Leaders Institute, we're going to be using the APA format, the American Psychological Association format. You should note that this is something that you've used all through your high school years, and there is so much out there on the internet about this that you do not need me to go into how to do these things, because it is literally on 1,000+ websites across the world. And so when you're writing a paper and the APA format, look it up. Type in APA format and you will come up with hundreds and thousands of websites that will tell you everything you need to know about the APA website, or format type. So, most of the traditional papers are going to follow a certain type of format. And this is what we looked at similar to what we looked at in the last section when we were talking about the content of a paper. So this is how we're going to organize it. Typically, many of them are going to have an abstract. An abstract isn't always required. Most of the times I don't make my students write abstracts, but sometimes they are. It's just a short summary that's very clear, very concise, very precise about the entire paper. When the reader reads it, they should be able to look at that abstract and say, now I know what this paper is about, and do I want to read further in it or not? The second part is going to be an introduction section. Now, these introduction sections are important because they're going to show partly that you have good reasoning, and they're going to show that you've done your research and that you are expert enough on this topic to write about it. Most academic introductions, whatever the discipline may be, are going to follow an inverted pyramid structure. They call it the Occam's razor, which is basically an inverted pyramid where you start from the very broad idea that your focus of your writing is going to be about, and then you keep narrowing the ideas down until you come to the actual focus of your idea. And this inverted pyramid structure helps then to put your idea, what you're writing about, within the context of the broader discipline, and many times in the context of the world itself, the world of ideas that exist, or the natural world, or the supernatural world, whatever it is that you are writing about. Many papers that are doing primary research are going to have a separate methodology section that is not the same in that listed introduction. However, for secondary research papers, which many historical and philosophical type papers are, social science papers sometimes are as well, you're going to see that the literature review is kind of in a separate methodology section in itself, because the literature review is part of the methodology. In primary research, where you're doing, you're the first one to do this research, you discover this, whatever it is, the methodology section is going to be very detailed about how you did your experimental design. In other cases, it's literally just going to be a review of the literature. And in either case, you're going to show that you've done your homework. You're going to show you're knowledgeable, you're expert. And methodology, in the sense of the primary research as a separate section, is really only included in primary research articles. It's in the science fields, we have another type of article called literature review, and we do not put a methodology section in the literature review. No one else would do that as well in any other discipline. Then you're going to have the main body of your writing. This is going to be the heart of your paper, where you go through and logically point out your points. You're going to logically put forth your claim, why it's valid, why it's reasonable, why it is is truth. And this is going to be the longest part of the section, and it's going to be what the critique and conclusions and discussion refer back to. In papers that rely on primary research, this discussion is going to look at, and this is what we do in science, how that primary research integrates in with other research that's been done in the past, any potential problems that may be with our findings, maybe there's assumptions we need to state, maybe there's lack of knowledge, maybe there's an alternative way to view the data that comes up with another meaning. Those are things that all need to be placed in the discussion and in the conclusion. In secondary research articles, the conclusion is going to be a summary of what is written, but also a looking at the significance of the whatever the topic is that the writer is writing about, and putting a view to the future of what needs to be done. Finally, there's going to be a works cited or references, and just again, for Christian Leaders Institute, you're going to have to get the APA citation format, and just go out on the internet, type in APA citation format, and you again come up with thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of pages that will tell you how to do that. And if you're really good, you remember it from when you're in high school. So this organizational piece is really just meant to be as a general guideline to help you as CLI students prepare to start writing a traditional academic paper. The papers may differ from class to class. The format or the organization may differ from class to class. It may differ from paper to paper. My students right now are writing summaries of articles. That's only a little bit of bitty page. In the past, I had them do reviews of review articles that were 10 pages or more. And they had to do that in 2 pages. That was a different format than the summaries. They will have to do a research paper where they are looking into depth into multiple articles, review articles, and primary research articles on the topic of their choice. And for that, they're going to need all those different sections except for the abstract that we talked about here. But for you in each of your classes, just pay attention to what the instructor wants, the handouts that you're given that tell what is needed, and follow specifically those handouts. Follow the points in them and make sure they're always included in whatever you write. And again, remember, we use APA citation format. That's the American Psychological Association citation format at CLI. And so those, just make sure you look that up. So for now, we say we finished unit 9, and we are ready to move on to unit 10. And we look forward to seeing you as we begin to move forward into thinking more about the critical thinking.